Everybody calm down. Medicaid has gone up a lot. It's happening in 49 other states. It's hitting our budget. We've got it managed. We pay for it out of surplus.
So even though the governor would like people to calm down, many are outraged over a decision that was made. The governor signed a declaration enabling the Connecticut General Assembly to adopt legislation which appropriates $284 million to Medicaid funding. And that was the recommended amount from the Connecticut Department of Social Services, ensuring that payments continue to be made to health care providers under this program, especially with the uncertainty of federal cuts to Medicaid. Joining us now to talk about this is Senator Jason Perillo. Senator Perillo, you and state Republicans especially outraged by this decision, mostly because it impacts the fiscal guardrails, correct?
That's absolutely correct, Melissa. So here in Connecticut, we have a number of fiscal guardrails. The oldest and most important is the spending cap. And what the governor did just yesterday was enable us to go over the spending cap. So the state of Connecticut is spending now more money than it's actually legally supposed to. Now, what that eventually means, of course, we know, because the spending cap is in place to control taxes and eliminate tax increases, or at least minimize tax increases. But the governor basically just gave the state of Connecticut license to increase taxes. And that's just unacceptable. And that's a short-term problem. But the bigger problem, the long-term problem is, it's like eating one potato chip, right? You just can't eat just one. So the minute you open the floodgates to breaking that spending cap, you're going to see tax increases next year and then license for tax increases after that as well. This is a very significant blunder by the governor.
And it's interesting because the governor and even the comptroller have both been advocates in really not touching the fiscal guardrails. They've been real advocates in it. I know that they already sort of messed with them a little bit, specifically for education purposes. But overall, they have been saying that they weren't going to do this. And I do understand kind of opening Pandora's box. Absolutely. Here's my question, Senator Perillo, is, first of all, I would love to know where that $284 million figure came from. And the reason I say that is because the Department of Social Services in the past has gotten that number wrong. Not maybe the money number, but the projection of how many people would need Husky coverage, they have gotten so wrong. 2 years in a row, for example, when we launched in 2023 the Husky for Immigrants program, they were more than half off of the amount of people who would actually need the Husky coverage. I believe one of the years, I think 2024, if I remember the number correctly, they had thought, okay, if we give it to kids who, regardless of their immigration status, if they're 15 or 16 and under, there was going to be 7,000 or so kids who needed it. It was 15,000. And so they've been off in the past many times before. I'd like to know where that figure came from. The other thing, too, is we don't actually know how much money is going to get cut from the federal level. And so my question is, why couldn't we do this in a special session later this summer or something? Why couldn't we, if we were just going to dip into this money, basically our savings, if you will, our rainy day fund, why couldn't we have decided to do this after we actually have clarity from Washington?
Well, and that's exactly what you should do, right? Like, if there's volatility, you wait until everything settles and then you address the issue. Look, planning ahead, knowing there could be a problem. The reality is right now that this, $280 million, there are dozens and dozens of accounts in the state of Connecticut budget that are actually underspent. So there's than enough money in those underspent accounts to bridge that $280 million gap, if indeed, Melissa, to your point, that is the right number. But if that's the number we have right now, we didn't need to open the floodgates to new taxes down the road like the governor did yesterday.
Well, Senator Perillo, what's being unspent?
Oh, there are many across many different agencies.
Oh, okay.
There are funds that are underspent.
I see.
Okay. There's actually slack in the current year state budget now, so we could have funded this $280 million without doing what the governor did yesterday and enabling tax increases down the road and breaking through that spending cap.
And we have Senator Perillo here. He and state Republicans very outraged about the decision that the governor made to sign a declaration enabling the General Assembly to adopt legislation which would appropriate nearly $300 million. It's $284 million to Medicaid funding. And the other thing that this really highlights for me, Senator Perillo, is when you hear that more than 900,000 Connecticut residents receive health care coverage under Medicaid, I think that should be a number that is alarming to people. That is 25% of Connecticut. And so my question is, instead of putting more people on Husky, essentially, what are we doing to make Connecticut more affordable so that people don't have to go onto Husky and we have to continue having more and more people under this population who need that coverage? I mean, we're in a session right now, and I hate to be blunt, but the amount of questions I get from people who are like, hey, I thought we were going to do something about energy. I was like, oh, well, nothing's really happening. Oh, I thought we were going to do something about housing. Well, 830G is not being touched. The amount of things that are being talked about in our priorities up in Hartford, we're actually not really seeing anything change, which is making Connecticut more unaffordable.
Well, and look at where we are right now. This is a great example of the fact that we could be tackling other issues. But, you know, look, when you are a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And, you know, right now the governor and Democrats in the legislature have shown that their solution to almost everything is to increase spending and increase taxes. And that sounds sort of, it almost sounds like a tired thing to say, but it's right here in front of us. This is actually, gosh, you know, I've been rooting for the governor. Even though I'm a Republican, he's a Democrat. You know, he's really talked the talk about, you know, watching what we're spending, you know, being fiscally responsible, helping to keep costs down for residents. And this is the ultimate bait and switch.
Do you feel like he was sort of, and that's the thing that I think is surprising too, because even when he says, look, Medicaid, costs are being cut substantially. I have asked this question a million times and nobody can answer it because we just don't have the answer. Just how much is it being cut? Nobody knows.
Well,
So I'm just wondering, why now is the governor saying, listen, I mean, it's major. Okay, if you have that number, I would love to know what that number is. If you can tell me that we are getting cut so much and we have a concrete number, or even a ballpark number, that would make us now dip into our savings to take out almost $300 million that taxpayers are going to eventually have to make up in some way, shape, or form. Another thing that the governor has said is, I'm not going to raise taxes. How can you say that when we're now going to dip into this kind of money at this amount, without even knowing how much the federal cuts are going to be?
And that's just it. And it's funny. You know, you see the governor's office trying to blame the federal government for this. This has actually, just so people know, this has nothing to do with the federal government. This is state government overspending on Medicaid and now manufacturing a crisis, because there really isn't a crisis. But, you know, you never want to let a good crisis go to waste. But if you don't have one, you create one. So you've got the governor's office, which has talked, to your point, sort of talked a good game on this. But now all of a sudden, there's an opportunity for them to create a crisis and do exactly what they want, which is spend more money in the form of new taxes. It's really, really, quite honestly, it's actually sad, because I don't know that I've seen this kind of deceit from leaders in state government since I got elected. I mean, it's kind of shocking, it's an outrage. It really is. I'm almost speechless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Senator Perillo, I feel like there's more questions than there are answers, and just such a lack of transparency. To me, again, like you said, as you're following along, you know what has been said is just, it just sort of feels like all of a sudden we just decided not to do that. I mean, I was just having this conversation on air with Mike Cerulli, to me, one of the top political reporters in Connecticut. And he was saying, yeah, this is probably going to mean, Melissa, we need to see a special session over the summertime because we just don't know what's going to happen at the federal level. And I said, well, that's understandable. We've had to do that before, where we've had to have a special session. Maybe not everybody agrees with it, but if we have to then clean up what is being cut at the federal level, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I did not see this coming, and I don't know if a lot of people saw it coming, which is why reporters were like, wait, what? And the governor's like, everyone calm down. The cuts are here. We have to make it happen. But that is news to essentially anyone except for, it feels like, the governor and the majority in Hartford. So we're certainly going to stay on this. As I mentioned, we've reached out to the Department of Social Services. I need to know where that number came from, that $284 million. But also the governor, I want to know, where did the change of mind happen? So I appreciate you having the conversation, Senator Perillo, and certainly we'll be following this here on WICC.
Thanks, Melissa.